debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Right here amongst ourselves. Bullshit, please. I'm sorry.
No, I just didn't want you to think that it was recording or that we're live.
Yeah. I mean, you already warned me. I knew half that brilliance was probably down the tubes. Story of my life. Half the brilliance down the tube. Say it, Lum Lum.
Half the brilliance down the tube.
You know, we are. It is. You are correct in that Dan did kind of screw us. On the Insta.
Hierarchy 65 called it out.
Yeah, Hierarchy. And that's a guy that can call people out when you're on that level.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. He normally doesn't.
Thank you, Hierarchy 65. We love you, buddy.
He's on almost 5,000 gifted subs.
He's just the soul of the earth,
he's
my friend.
Guy, great guy.
Are we live now, Blitzy?
Yes.
On YouTube.
Yep.
You got you on YouTube. Let me see. I'm a Facebook guy. That's where I like to have my chicks. I got a certain amount of girls. I got my girls over there. My harem.
My hoes.
My Facebook hoes.
With
the Dawn W's. You know, the Trickney Ashleys, the Wizzies, the Tina Mays. What? Bubba. What's your problem?
No, Bubba's knocking.
Oh, you're knocking.
Knocking on heaven's door.
I heard knocking somewhere.
Hey, Otto, let's see how smart you are. I'm just going to pull a random question out. I'm going to see if I know it or you know it. You ready?
Yes, sir.
What does someone with a A-C-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A fear from?
Arachnophobia.
Is it arachnophobia or acrophobia?
Blitz, first of all, it's acra. Second of all, don't blurt out the answer.
Okay, I won't.
Thank you.
Do you want me to answer?
This is me and her.
Or do you want to answer first?
No, I want you to answer.
You said acrophobia?
Yes. Don't. Hold on.
Is that height?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like every human being on the planet is
afraid
of heights.
Should we have Lummy pick out cards and read them? That way you and her can both do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let me do that.
Go
get him, Lummy.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Me versus you, ho. And Blitz, you can't participate because you probably know them all. This is me versus her.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Lummy, you read the card and then the answer's on the back.
Okay.
So, yeah, come on up and get these.
Read the answer first.
I've not read any
of
these.
No, I meant Lummy.
She's telling Lummy.
Oh.
You know how he is sometimes.
I thought it was Jeopardy rules.
Oh,
what is a...
Lummy, you're my favorite. So, Anna,
yeah.
I figured, where's my Facebook hoes? There's Stacy.
Where them Facebook hoes?
Where them Facebook? Well, I only got 98 people on my Facebook and a bitch ain't one.
There's only 340
We need more bitches.
YouTube's.
Look at Dawn. Did Dawn, was that yesterday's 4Gs or did Dawn come out with her big knockers and 4Gs today?
That was yesterday.
Oh, okay. So sorry. So, Anna, before we get going here a little bit.
Yes.
You are a little bit weird. Yes. And one thing that you're into is squishing food. Hi, Stephanie. Food.
Specifically baked goods.
Yeah. And real, more specifically, donuts.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
Like,
if we were to hyper segment down what you really like to smash, like, you don't like to smash steak.
No.
You would. I mean, if you're saying,
I don't really want to touch meat parts.
Okay, but like, or, you know, like if somebody had like a chicken salad or some kind of bullshit, you know, you would squish it up. You're like, oh, yeah. But you, hi, Ashley, you really, really are into the donuts.
I really like demolition because like a chicken salad is already kind of, you know, it's already chopped up and stuff. I like something that has a form and then I make
and
it another form.
And you just fuck it up, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Maria.
Ed Kelly, 1400 stars. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
So you have kind of some weird hangups. One, you like to watch people eat.
Yes.
Two, you like to watch really, really, really fat people do stuff.
I think everyone likes watching that. Maybe them do some physical activities, you know.
I think
do
perhaps,
hurdles. I think watching fat people do hurdles would be very very entertaining for most people.
Oh, I've often said we should have the under 6 foot, 300 pound Olympics.
Yeah.
1000%.
Like, and I think that every NBA guy, I think every NBA team, Lummy, should have a guy that's 6 foot or under and over 300 pounds that has to play at least 10 minutes a game.
Yes.
Oh,
if he can last
perfect.
That long. But yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Under 6 foot and over 300. And you have to have that guy play at least 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
So even if it's just
I'd
a
like
fat
to see
guy that just
under
throws
5'9" to 300.
Yeah. Hello, Brenda Allen. And so, you know, Anna's into all sort of things. Lately, she's into Blitz a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Anna, are you really digging Blitz? Like, do you like him?
Yes.
A lot?
I'm thinking
do
that.
Do you?
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, she does that.
Is that what you're trying to
no,
say?
Yeah,
do
you
hello?
Love him?
Oh.
Could you find yourself falling in love with him?
How could you not? Look at me.
I could give me a half hour, I'll give you 100,000 reasons. Like, Anna, early on, this early on, now, not this early on of knowing somebody, because you've known Blitz now damn near 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you've only been dating for a month.
Yes.
It was official on February. Your first kiss or your first date or your first kind of we're more than friends hangout.
Romantic encounter.
Was really Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was. As cheesy and lame and we'll just go with
every,
lame.
Yeah, as
that
cheesy
sounds.
And lame as that white trash couple
month
from Columbus, Indiana would say, man, we started our dating on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had our 1 month anniversary a couple days ago.
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I didn't post something about it on Instagram.
Where are you, Tyler now?
Oh.
So, Anna, I mean, you guys have been together now a month and 2 days, right?
Yes.
Now, roughly.
A month and 2 days strong.
And this early on, a month and 2 days, 30 days, because I only think there's only 28 days. I don't know. Fuck. But just a month.
We got ripped off of a few days.
A month. I can actually count the days.
I bet you can count that high.
You are such a C.
All
right,
you.
So now do you count the 14th as the first day? One day one? Yeah.
You
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then today's the 16th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 31 days.
Yeah, okay, if you count the first day, yes.
All right, 30 to 31
days.
That's
a solid month. Let's just go for a month.
1 month.
Yep.
Yes.
1 month in, do you feel more strongly or like him more than any guy after 1 month from the big Mount Rushmore of Anna's dating?
Like, it's really only about four people anyway. Right,
okay,
so
that's what
perfect.
I'm saying. So of the four people that you had a relationship with,
really
where does Blitz stand
1 month in?
You know how they give the president like his 100-day report and shit like that? Like,
well, I feel much closer to Blitz because I've known him so much for so long. Like, I've never known someone and not dated them. I've just started out dating them. If I dated a guy, it was like we started out as...
dating.
Yeah, mm-hmm. as romantic partners, not like friends. So I know Blitz a lot more and much deeper than I
now,
do anybody
can
else.
You,
I
do you find yourself able to be yourself more with him and more quirky and truly...
Boy, I sure hope that's her being quirky.
Because I'm sure that some of it you had... I mean... early on, 1 month in, you got to muffler your weirdness down a little bit.
Oh, completely.
Not to scare a feller away.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So
you don't want someone to know you're a fraud right off the bat.
Yeah. And so, like, do you find yourself, like, having, like, so much more just internal happiness because you can truly, you don't have to fake the funk that much with him?
No, I could freely be who I am, which is very
like,
nice.
Were you squishing donuts with your other boyfriends 1 month in?
Well, no, but I had not yet discovered my love of squishery.
Oh, you
at
did?
That point. No.
Oh, okay.
This was a Horn Blasters discovery probably about 3 years ago.
Okay.
In private.
Hello, who's this?
Big Buck, 2,000 stars.
Hi, Big Buck, Charles. Bubba. Yeah.
It's Brian from Philly. How you doing?
Hi, Brian from Philly. I appreciate you calling in like you do a lot. How you doing, buddy?
Doing wonderful. Still in Delray Beach for another week, so I'm loving life.
Sucking up our Florida sunshine.
Sure is.
Yeah, I'm going to get a place down here. I'll be back in May.
That's what all the people from up north, I mean, I think we're having record-breaking spring break months.
Oh, it's beautiful. Like, I love it.
It's just, and it's packed. Florida is packed. They're saying three times the amount of normal people that go to spring break are now down here.
Yeah, they're all getting killed with fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's Miami.
Yeah, West Point. It's just sitting on the beach and watching the sights is good enough.
And
for
watching
me,
the humanity, man. Watching all the, you know, just watching the humanity that rolls up and down the beach.
Delray's not that bad, but there's still.
Delray's kind of New York-y, if you will.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Yeah,
New York, New Jersey, and Philly. That's right. Yeah. Right.
Gross.
Tampa's. Not as New York-y or Jersey-y.
No. But I like it here, man.
Yeah, a lot of people
Hey,
do.
Whatever happened to the basketball game?
We got to do that. We are just so slay. I was just talking to Blitz about the next 199, mm-hmm. which is going to be the day before my birthday, 422. I also got to get a hold of Brian, our program director in Charleston, to figure out if we can get up to Charleston maybe the second week of April.
That's
so,
like right around. I mean,
we're just so big.
That's less than a month away.
And then I'm going to Reno the first week of May.
Yep.
That you guys are going to. We're going to take a Friday off, and then you guys are going to do another Monday show without me.
No, we took that day off.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, that Monday we have off.
Because like right. Dan.
Yeah, because the Diakos can't be here.
Oh, okay, perfect. I did not know that.
Yep.
Well, just make sure you get the best stuff done. Yep. That's all you
got
to do.
Hey, I got my sign yesterday. It's up at home, but I got it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, my daughter took a photo of it. She showed it to me. It's beautiful.
I put show off on there, Blitz, to know the show is off. There we go. So,
all right, guys. Have
all right,
a great
Brian.
Day.
You
Keep
take
it
care.
Up, buddy.
You as well, my friend. Thank
See
you.
Brian.
So, Anna, you learned your love for squishing. And it was, at first, a private thing because you would see food at Horn Blasters.
Every Friday, our manager would bring in donuts. And every Monday, I would take them out to create more room in the fridge.
Right.
And then one day I just opened the box and, you know, I like to like sniff donuts and stuff. And I was like,
you like to sniff stuff, let's be honest.
Yeah. And then I squished one day that was cream filled and it brought me much joy.
Do you like the way it feels like the cream between your hands?
Yes. Yes, I do. And so from then on for about, I don't know, a year and a half, every Monday I'd run into work and I'd be like, is everyone done with these donuts? And
yeah.
They go, yeah, we're good. I was like, I'll throw them out. They're like, oh, thanks, I appreciate it. I'm like, yeah, no problem.
So they think you're being Johnny Cool employee, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to clean up and whatever.
Why
and
does it take her 7 minutes to go to the trash can and dump some donuts? I don't know.
Oh, do you? So do you, you go to the trash can and while you're there, are you just...
squeezing. I'm squishing.
Yeah, but how do you clean up without...
Well, I would just get one hand dirty and then I would throw it in the garbage and then I would just like... go immediately to the bathroom to just wash my hands. And then they would smell all sugary.
When did you turn into a two-hander?
I mean, when I was here, it was just, it would be hard to do two hands because I had to hold the box with one hand.
Right, and you were trying to be a little bit undercover because they didn't know you for a sickness
there. Even though there's cameras everywhere, but right. Matt didn't care about that. He just didn't want me to steal anything, right, which I never did.
Just don't steal an air tank, buddy.
No, I didn't steal any compressors or nothing, just squishing donuts.
God, his place is pretty impressive over there.
Were
you at the new place over by the railroad tracks?
I was at the new place for about... Two and a half months, exactly.
Doesn't it remind you of like some kind of shady warehouse that they'd be doing some shipments in?
Yeah, the area.
No, I'm just saying like that whole area is very
Drew
Parkey.
Massive. It's massive though, compared to the Zephyr Hills facility.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's awesome. I'm really proud of Matt and everything that he's done with the business.
And you know what? He is absolutely the salt of the earth. Like that guy.
He's a good dude.
That guy is the kind of guy that would be happy for a dude that does well and not talk shit about a guy.
No. And in many ways, he's very humble. He'll often put himself down like as a courteous gesture. He lifts other people up. He's awesome.
He's a great guy.
He's awesome. And he's very relatable despite, being as rich as he is.
I think he's loaded.
Oh,
I
know he's
absolutely
loaded.
Fucking loaded. Did he make?
I've seen some documents.
Did he make the most of it on Hornblaster, or did he make the most of it on crypto?
I mean, he made his money from Hornblasters, but he also has a lot of investment properties.
Are you turning into a bag lady right in front of our own eyes? Hmm? When you put your little arms inside, I know, but it's just so not appealing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You look like an amputee. Well, did you hear about the new female hire? She has no arms.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's got to get you some points somewhere, right?
Blitz, disabled. You got to adjust her mic for her, but she can't. Yes, she can't.
All right.
I have taken up cross country skiing, though.
You've taken who cross country skiing?
No, I've taken
the Paralympics.
Cross country skiing. He made me watch cross country skiing with people with no hands.
Blitz did?
Yes, mm-hmm. He did.
What
after
thing,
the curling with the wheelchairs.
What other things is he?
So if you think I'm weird, this Greg Duchette shit motherfucker over here.
What other stuff has Blitz exposed you to? Like blowing up? Like does he show you the latest in firework technology?
No, nope. He's very interested in like planes and helicopters, as we all know. He likes keeping track of them. So there's a lot of tracking apps
and
stuff.
He's got like these he
radios,
can tell you, like,
which
he
is
can
it's
tell
cool.
You.
It's like super cool. I just wish it's not really my interest, but I'm willing to learn.
Like one,
I like that he likes plants a lot, and I've also learned about like mushrooms and stuff. Fun
I didn't
guy.
Know he was a mushroom guy.
Yeah, we watched
Blitz,
this.
Why are you such a mushroom guy and you're not giving us any mushrooms?
Well, no, I mean just in terms of how they grow and stuff. We watched this really amazing documentary on Netflix called Fantastic Fungi, and it was very interesting. And I liked it a lot.
You two are so fucking alike.
I learned a lot about mycelium, and then I gotta
be honest with you, Blitz. You were dead on because when you were not dating her, but you kind of liked her,
right?
You would tell me. Like on our trips to Orlando and stuff, mm-hmm. when we would be guy talking, you'd be like, the thing about it is, this bitch doesn't realize is that I think we would really get along.
Right.
Like I am as quirky as she is, and like she just is so fucking hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't realize that we really get along, we're really friends, and like I put up with her bullshit, and I think she would like my bullshit. Right.
I do like his bullshit, and for Christmas, he actually got me like a mushroom starter kit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Well, I heard he gave you a mushroom starter.
Yeah,
kit,
mushroom
right?
stamp to the face.
That's right.
Sorry.
In her fucking face. Like it's Ash Wednesday.
Good job.
On her
Blitz.
Forehead, like Simba. Got a little schmutz on my face.
I really like the getting fucked on a lot.
She's great, isn't she?
She's just cooler. She's like
super
one
cool.
of she's just cooler.
But I still like mushrooms.
And I think that you getting finally some sex may have. Maybe is releasing some kind of endorphin that's making you funnier and cooler mm-hmm. and more quirky, and just...
Hey, thanks for fucking the cool into me, Blitz. Appreciate you. Wow, what would I do without you?
I had some cool on the tip.
You're the man, Blitz.
He's got cool on the tip.
Cool on the tip.
All right, Anna. So at Hornblasters, you kind of had to keep this little sick thing to yourself.
I did.
And then somehow we learned about it, and I'm like, Anna, if you want to squish.
Yes. Thank you for allowing me to be who I am.
So, I forget. Somebody brought us some Krispy Kreme donuts on Thursday.
Lakeland Hoosier 5.
God, they're so good, too. Please, you know what?
Brought 700 fucking donuts.
They were like 2 weeks ago.
Please don't send us the bad stuff because we eat the bad stuff.
Yeah. And send us Wendy's. The
how
good
many
stuff.
Did you eat? Honestly, Bubba, how many
four,
did you eat?
Four.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty not bad at all.
No, no, I honestly thought you were going to say
I
like.
I think I had three.
Mm. I had four. And let's just be honest. You really, really are hardcore into dieting.
Yes.
If you can resist a brand new, freshly purchased, borderline hot, still hot Krispy Kreme donut. Like it's.
I know. Some would say I have a psychological like mental disorder.
It's like.
OCD.
I don't know that I can say no to it. I just can't. And it's just, oh my God, they're so good. And then, you know what? I got a trick. You want to revive a Krispy Kreme? Put it in for exactly 11 seconds.
In the microwave?
Yes.
No more, no less.
That seems to be the number. 11.
Sounds like you've done a lot of research in this field.
Unfortunately, I look at my waistline, I have. But if you put it at 11, it just fucking, oh, it borderline revives it.
What about in the air fryer?
Or the dashboard for like 5 minutes.
Would that be stupid?
What? Lemme, what?
Let's give me a dozen or whatever, a box of them over the weekend.
The hard Krispy Willies?
Yeah, after they were here for 2 days, and I put them up on my dashboard.
That's bullshit, Lemmy. The day we got them, I said, take home a dozen.
I don't remember if they were okay, whatever. But
it was
still.
The same day.
They were still a little bit, they were not, you know, they were not fresh, Lum.
No, they were not fresh.
But we got them that day, though.
Okay, yeah, so. Right, so, whatever. So I put them up on the dashboard.
Lemmy, say a little embarrassment, a little embellishment.
A little embellishment
God,
on my
Johnny
part.
Johnny
fucking fact checker over there.
Johnny fucking fact checker over there.
Truth in broadcasting. Hose.
Yeah, okay, well, this is show business.
Exactly.
Geez. Show business makes it eat cooler if they're a week old.
Yeah, man.
Show business ain't so show business when they're the same day.
I let you say that was the first time you had a breakfast baconator before. You've had like 20 here.
Jesus, Johnny Fat Checker.
Yeah, Jesus, it was so much better knowing that he was a first-time user.
Yeah. I know, that's why I let you talk.
Hard sell the endorsement.
Yeah,
God,
no,
learn
how to work. I did.
Learn
I did.
How to work, Mark. Jesus.
There you go.
There you go, Lummy.
Well, fuck
sad
it, man.
Day, sad day in hell, Lummy, that I thought you could work better than Blitz. I thought Blitz was the ultimate worker. Nice. He doesn't even understand what business we're in.
Yeah, fuck show business.
Anyway,
well, my donuts that were 10 minutes old from Blitz, he gave me a dozen. I put them on my dashboard, and 30 minutes later, they
because
just
because you
like
left
fresh.
Them in your truck for a week is not my fault.
Yeah, and they were good, all right, on the dashboard. They weren't right up.
Now, Lummy, have we made up with a triple? Are we cool with the AAA guy?
Yeah, as long as old fuck's not out there, we're good.
But if the old guy's out there, can't you tell him,
hey, that might be a big collector on the hotline.
Oh, okay.
AAA.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kim, and I'm giving you a call from the Dealer Service Center. We recently noticed your car's extended warranty was going to expire and wanted to give you one final courtesy call before your warranty expires and your coverage is voided. This would make you responsible for all service repairs.
They're going to have you like press 1 to talk to somebody.
Press 1 now if you wish to extend or reinstate your car's warranty.
1, talk to him.
Or press 2 to be placed on the
I'm a fucker.
Hello, this is Vehicle Protection Services. What is a year, make, and model of a car?
Oh, I thought you'd have all that right there on your screen, bud. Like, you know, because, like I thought maybe you'd have all my information right there. My 2019 Ford F-150. Hello? What the fuck, buddy? I'm trying to buy a new extended warranty with you. And you're, you know, you're acting like one of my employees named Blitz. He just doesn't talk to me when he gets mad. Hello? If you show any type of
Jesus
personality
Christ,
at all,
that motherfucker, like, usually they never hang up.
Like, yeah. Like, if you show any type of personality or funniness at all, they just get rid of you.
Well, yep. I think so. A lot of it is they don't understand humor in certain countries that a lot of those people call from.
Yeah.
It's hard to place, but I think I know where he's from.
Oh, I got to text you guys. Remind me to tell you a private thing that all of you that work in this building need to know.
Secrets? I love secrets.
Well, it's a secret with a whodunit backside.
Ooh, fun. No.
Or maybe
we can't know now?
Maybe it's a whodunit backside, front side with a secret backside. I don't know.
Secret backside.
But it's par for what I'm going through in my life right now.
Is it fun stuff or is it sad stuff?
Doesn't sound great.
It's not good stuff, but it's kind of fun stuff.
Okay, I'll take that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, but when I tell you, it's kind of a fucking rib.
Okay.
But I think everybody I need everybody in on the deal.
All right.
Everybody needs to get in on the deal. I got to tell Tyler, too.
Can we know now over your text?
No, we can't know not now. It's too much to text.
Okay, I see.
So anyway,
I got a little. Can I play a little game?
Uh-huh.
What has more calories? 4 Krispy Kreme donuts or 1 Wendy's Baconator?
4 crisp. 1 Baconator.
1 Baconator. I think it's like 2,000 calories.
It's like 1,200 probably.
So no, actually, 1 Baconator has like a little bit less than 4. So it's literally like
4,000.
Then no. A Baconator is about 800 calories.
Right. What's 4 Krispy Kreme does?
About 800 calories. But technically.
They got to be more than 200 a piece.
They're 190, it says.
They're so good.
Original glaze is 190.
Mm. Man, if you want to, you know. So that means, Blitz, if you're on a tooth, you could eat 10 a day and be on a Krispy Kreme diet.
Well, I mean, you could, but.
Be 2,000 calories.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like you'd have no protein, no, I mean, just sugar.
Would you just be like Johnny Sugar Boy?
Yeah.
What's that make you? Like lethargic?
It'd be bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless you ate them, it's probably better to eat them all in one sitting than to spread them out throughout the day, too.
Why? Because the hypoglycemic spike?
Yes.
Yeah, insulin spikes.
Yeah.
Less insulin spikes, the better.
So anyway, Anna.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a closet squisher here. No. We condone squishing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we have some donuts that Lakeland Hoosier got us a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And please, if you're going to send breakfast, please send Wendy's, okay? Thank you.
The Baconator.
The Baconator in particular.
Yeah, potato wedges.
That Bubba's never
had.
Yeah,
side salad. Thank you.
What?
A side salad.
Who fucking do side salads for breakfast?
For breakfast?
Can't do side Whatever. For breakfast?
It'll hold till lunch and I'll eat it for
they
lunch.
They don't sell them, though.
Yeah, they make them fresh. Haven't you seen the commercials?
Yeah, a week prior they make them.
Fuck.
But they don't sell them in the morning.
All right, Anna. So we have some donuts here.
Yes.
And you like to squish. You're a squisher.
Are
you going to two-hand squish? Like, I want you to get after it. You're going to have to kind of put them
towards
where Dan's sitting is so it can get in camera. But can you adjust the focus from where you at, or yet is it manual?
Is it out of focus?
No, I'm sorry. Pan in and pan out.
A little bit, yes.
All right. I don't know if you can maybe pan out a little bit.
Should I go grab him?
Get a little bit more of her.
I thought you had
him by now.
No, well, you said not to go get him.
Don't get him.
I meant have him, but don't squish him. Oh. Go get it.
Yeah, she said, should I go get him? He said, no, don't go get him yet.
I don't think I said that, but whatever.
Okay.
The only thing that matters is she's going to get them now.
Yep.
Did Tyler sign the signs? Is he awake? Is he here?
He's here.
You did sign them, right? Yeah, he signed them all yesterday.
All right, perfect. I'm going to get those out. The Merch Crick is emailing people saying, do you want to wait till Monday where you can have Jay and Babyface, or you want them now, and they'll be Babyface-less and Jay-less. So it's we're emailing those people. Anna, how long does it take to go and get some fucking donuts?
She's got 2 boxes.
I had to get 2 boxes, and there was some stuff on them, so I had to remove them.
What do you mean on them?
Like well, someone stacked
the
stuff
yeah,
on
stuff
them.
On top of them.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't just grab them. Can I consolidate?
Yeah,
this is gonna be good.
So anyway, Anna likes to squish things, and this is the first show that she's been on where she doesn't have to be a secret squisher. No. Now, have you ever did you squish on the Johnny B show?
No, I did not.
Did they know you were a squisher?
No, they did not.
Does Will know that you're a squisher?
He may now, but he didn't when we worked together.
Does Will know that you and Blitz are a thing, better known as Blummel?
Will's my wife. He's one of my best friends. Yeah, he knows
Blitz,
everything.
Do you like Will?
Yes.
All right. So, like, you don't got a problem with your girl hanging out with Will?
Not at all.
All right.
And Will also has a girlfriend as well that I know well as well.
Right. How's Will doing? They call him Bob Army Will over there, do they not?
Yeah. He's doing all right.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He's disgruntled
they on the verge of firing him?
I don't think so.
What does he do, nights?
He does nights, and he's just been given a weekend show for an hour as well to host.
Do they pay him for that?
They pay him for it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, $12 for 1 hour?
Actually, I think for that show, he gets pretty good pay, but it's just for that 1 hour.
Mm, okay.
Kind of makes up for the shit he gets paid for the rest of the week.
All right, Anna, well, there you go. Tell Will I said hi.
I will.
And, great. So open up your donuts. Of course, I'm a little bit behind.
Yes. So we have a little over a dozen because I've consolidated.
Oh, my God. That's going to be.
Now they are.
Now don't. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Don't fuck with them yet.
I won't.
Are there any ones that still look pretty good? Okay. Mm,
they're hard as a rock.
Lummy, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Take that chocolate one.
Yep.
And go microwave it for... Actually, let me take two and microwave them individually 111 seconds, then take it out. Because they can't be two of them with 11 seconds because it takes away a little bit of the horsepower when you put two items in there.
Oh, I see.
So we're going to... Anna, you're not going to... Do you want one? You want one that's been revived? Bubba revived?
No, thank you.
Are you mad that we've taken two of your donuts away?
No. I have plenty.
Okay.
Plenty of donuts.
Now, have you ever thought about maybe you and Blitz, as you guys get a little bit more, you know.
Sexual?
Yeah. Doing stuff.
With donuts?
Yeah. No. As you guys are doing stuff in general, having like, you know, put like Viz Queen or plastic all over the floor.
Put my wiener in a donut.
And then put donuts and just fuck on donuts. Like just smack. Like
a donut bed?
Yeah, like make a donut bed.
Yeah, make a donut bed.
Anna.
Bubba, I kind of like that idea.
Anna,
that's probably the best idea you've ever proposed.
You're nude. Blitz is nude. And you guys are just literally fucking just all over donuts. Like,
Are they cream filled?
They can be.
Like Boston cream everywhere?
However
glaze.
You want your donuts. Ugh. And you're just laying.
Can I fuck on an apple fritter?
Yeah.
There's your donuts, Bubba.
But you have to have one. One is for me and one is for you.
Thank you.
Now let's see if my 11 second test works.
But is there like a formula in terms of how long it's spent in a refrigerator, though? Like if it's one day versus 2 weeks?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Now, will you eat one for me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's not perfect. It's got a little back, little under crustacean.
A little chewy.
You think it needs a little more time?
Maybe.
Because it's been in there for 2 weeks.
Oh.
And every microwave is different. And these have been in the fridge, too.
True.
They're
not as soft in the middle. It's a little chewy.
But I'm telling you.
With the top of the globe.
They're edible, though.
They're not.
Because when I came in there to move the camera a second ago, I poked one of them, and they're hard as a rock.
Oh, they're hard.
Yeah.
So if you're able to eat them now, that's good, because they are hard as a rock in that box.
There's a couple good sides to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the way they're there, the Lightning can use them for shooting practice today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little pucks.
But Lummy...
I don't know if I can squish them.
The backside is actually really good.
Yeah.
The backside?
11 to 15 seconds.
Like the last part, sorry.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Damn.
I know.
I got a bone on the deal.
Oh, wow.
I think probably another 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and
put
then
it
go
at
back.
15, Lummy, and we're straight up.
You want me to do it?
No, I'm good. We can't have any more, buddy.
Oh.
We're trying to be.
You worked out today.
He just ate
good.
A quarter of a Baconator.
Oh. I worked out today.
I know, I can tell.
Pretty good little workout. Yeah, good girl, bad girl too.
Nice.
Oh wow, I thought your hips were popping.
I'm trying to do a leg exercise every time I go.
Just
one leg?
Well, like next time Blitz, I'll do arms, back, chest, and then space shuttle.
Okay.
Today I did shoulders, abs.
Now do you
good
use
girl,
your
bad girl?
Do you use your shoulder machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Because I thought it was you that said you didn't like that machine.
Until my started getting a little strength back in my shoulder, it hurt me. But I'm kind of rehabbing by working out. It's kind of rehabbing my shit a little bit.
Gotcha.
So Anna, do you need Lummy to go put that whole box in there for like maybe 30 seconds so that you because squishing hard stuff?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
I mean, like this is gonna be. It's going to take a lot of grip strength.
Literally, take the whole, just put the whole box in there.
All right, cool. Thanks, Lum.
If it'll fit, and put it in there for like 30 seconds.
If it doesn't fit, just cram it in there.
Yeah, just cram it in the cram hole.
Yeah, cram it in the cram hole. Say it, Anna.
Cram it in the cram hole.
Anna, when you guys were foreign, did you do any talking? When you guys were, the two times that you foreigned?
Did I do any talking?
Like, you know.
I was like...
I mean, did you do...
Hello?
Why am I doing this?
What's going on?
You're singing Adele songs?
Go easy on me, baby. That's what I said.
Say it again.
Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child. Oh, shit. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
I forgot how the lyrics go.
Hello.
Hey, morning, guys. Don't be from Illinois.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
All right. Little trick I learned a long time ago. Donuts, bread, and french fries. Re-microwave them with a glass of water. Yeah. It really
in the microwave?
So you put a water you put water next to it?
Yeah, you just put a little glass of water in there with them and microwave them for that long, and it revives everything.
And it's like the water kind of sucks into the fry deal?
Yeah, it re-moisturizes it, and it tastes just like you bought them.
I'm sorry, was this for donuts or for
everything?
He said bread, fries, and donuts.
Yeah.
Where are you watching it, listening to us? Where are you getting us from, kid?
Facebook, bud.
Perfect. Make sure you follow us over there, okay? I got some new Facebook shit going up today.
I've been watching it all the time since 06, bud.
All right, buddy.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Thank you.
Yeah, later.
Blitz, I put a Scott Hall
thing
on our Facebook today.
Cool.
I went and took some pictures. I took some.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I found some pictures of Scott and I.
Were those guys pretty cool, all those wrestlers?
Yes.
Were there any that you were like, ooh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
for the most part, pretty cool.
But for the most part, man, all of them are just, for the most part, man, pro wrestlers are just straight to fuck up cool dudes. For real. Jericho's cool. Christian and Edge work. I'm just trying to think of my closest ones. Test, rest.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taz, Sheamus, Hogan, Brody.
Thank you, Lummy.
All of them. Such great guys.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Even Knobs. Fucking shot out.
This is awesome. Frick,
like
yeah.
Tower of Donuts.
Look at how cool that looks.
No, I don't want
to. Thank you, Lummy.
How are you going to? Oh, look. No,
and
see,
it's all warm.
Anna, look to your partner, Lummy, and tell him thank you
thank
for the presentation.
Thank you so much, Lummy. This is amazing.
I put the chocolate on top, too.
No, but Anna, may I suggest something?
Yeah.
If you put the plate inside the box.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Oh, I am.
I'm
it's
a little
just
bit
the presentation. He couldn't fit the box in the
Lummy,
micro.
God bless you. And you unloaded some shit for me, and yep. I just don't even know what to tell you how
like
much I care about
you. Freaking out,
and
he's like, it's already done. And you were like, what?
We didn't want to wait around. It was like, I'll get it out.
I love you.
No problem.
Love you.
You're the last to get fired around here.
Oh,
Lummy.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I'm getting a little.
That clip.
Mommy, with that clip,
Mommy like.
You're going to tell Tyler to get that clip for you?
Can I get that clip?
So when I fire, you're going to go, but Bubba, you said this on Wednesday, March 16th, 2022.
At 11 a.m.
Mommy, I love you. Okay, Anna, yeah, let's just go. Just go.
Really?
Yeah, just go. I mean, just, you know what? This is your moment. Make it yours, honey. Make
do you
it.
Want to, you want to squish with me, Bubs?
No. I want you just to even, whoa. Like, not even think.
Oh, it
think,
feels so good, and it's
not even
so
to
good.
I want you to close your eyes and not even think that you're on the air and just get fucking into it. Just fucking own it, Anna. Own it. Yeah, just
I want this. Look at this chocolatey one.
Smell that.
Oh, my God. This one's really good.
Smell
ooh.
That shit. With that big nose. Get in there, baby
oh,
girl.
Oh, it smells so good, Bubs.
Yeah, get in there. Get in there, baby. Get in there. Own it. Make it yours. This show's paying you to fucking do your sick shit. Smell it like it's shit. There you go. Just like Blitz shit on your hand like a monkey at the zoo.
Whoa, wow. How'd you know
sorry,
what we were into?
My eyes, I was rolling back in my head. I overcame. Hell yeah, Anna. Take the whole goddamn pile. Don't do one or two. Pile it up, Anna. Come on, Anna Hummel.
Stack.
Come on. Get the fuck out of there. Get it, Hum. Get that shit, Hum. Yeah, get that shit, Hum. Fuck you.
Are you a dirty girl?
Dirty girl, dirty donut smashing little slut.
Are you a slut?
You're a donut slut, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a donut freaking slut, whore.
Little
cut.
Donut, little donut.
Jizz glaze. Oh my God, this feels so good. You sure you don't want to try it?
Oh, I don't want to try it.
Okay. Oh, that sounds a little hard. That's
one,
okay.
Two, three. Three little dirty fingers in my sea!
Oh my God, it smells so good. Ugh, the smell of dough is just amazing. I'm so glad it was created.
Look at you, Anna, how far you've become.
I know.
Just get it. Get it, own it, love it, like it.
I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
Don't hold back.
I'm beating it. I'm beating it.
Don't hold back,
I'm not.
Don't hold back.
Show us how you massage Blitz's balls.
Don't make it. Yeah. Don't hold back.
I don't like my balls massaged.
Don't hold back.
I'm not. I'm getting every little crease. I don't want it to even look like dough by the time I'm done with it.
You know, should be very happy towards Mike because this is this honestly, like, Mike gets syndicated because of this. If I'm making my projections within a year,
Mike can't even get anybody to go on the fucking cruise with him.
Mike's on in major markets. Mike's on in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Keep it going, baby. Ooh. Keep it. Make it yours. Own those fucking donuts.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Own those.
Look at that.
Donuts.
Look how good that looks. Just one big pile of fucking sugary dough.
Oh.
Don't you ever just want to go? Ah!
Now, can you imagine if you and your beautifully naked body and Blitz's naked body with his big wiener all
yep.
You got plastic down on the floor and you guys, Blitz went out and bought 46
oh shit
dozen of fucking
instead of roses he gets me donuts
hot a now, fucking donut bed
and you throw down a donut bed
yeah
you start jerking them off just, with all the
you
know, dough
yeah
use it for just, lube
yeah
you read my mind yeah.
Glaze lube
read my fucking mind put on a donut condom
you're talking about basically how
trying to find Louis C.K. Look at that. Just make it yours, baby girl.
Look at that. Making little donut piles.
Sour Shoes calls in. Oh, my God. Hold on.
What the hell is Sour Shoe? Sour.
Sour Shoes?
You don't know.
Yeah, from Stern.
Blitz would know.
Yeah.
Sounds like...
It is 10 minutes to the hour, 8:50, Amish in the morning, 6 WMBC. I just sent 10 crates of the Amish Ranch salsa over to Asia.
He doesn't even know that we're listening to him. He does this whole gimmick this all the time. I don't think he ever stopped. Sour shoes.
I got Bubba on the phone. Hey, McCord, put his level up, you moron. What's going on, Bubba Love?
Hello, Imus. Hello, Sour Shoes / Don Imus. How you doing?
How we doing? I just came in Sunday. I got to clean. Remember how you used to get your butt cleaned out with the towels? I got a deer that don't have for me right now.
Oh, good. What else is good? Can you flip into somebody that, you know, I don't even care for Don Imus. So can you flip into Howard, or can you flip into myself, or flip into somebody else?
Howard, 66 WNBC. Hey, Fred, what is this?
No. He does all this just in his little fucking head.
He was trying to get you down.
Yeah, he never got me.
No.
I've never heard a real good Bubba in I've never heard...
There are funny ones, but there's not authentic ones.
There's animated, like Tyler. Said. Tyler does one. Does one. Iggy does one.
But if you try to
Big
actually
Red
sound...
Big Red does one.
If you try to actually sound like you, they're not funny.
No.
So you got to go over the top.
I like when Blitz does sympathetic Bubba.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll just be like, Blitz.
Body.
Blitz.
Pop, it's okay, body.
You guys get me doing myself.
I know.
You
know?
Sympathetic Bubba is my favorite.
Tyler actually is a pretty good one. Tyler's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, what's your best Bubba impersonation?
I don't even know.
Yeah. You're even awake.
Yeah, I am.
You even awake, kid?
It was a better impersonation, Tyler, when you were asleep. 246, Bubba.
Yeah, he was doing his impression. Yeah. He was doing an impression of 6:30.
Yeah, you were doing an impression of me, passed out.
Yeah.
Is it true that you and Ace actually did go through a McDonald's drive-thru and I didn't even wake up?
We didn't go through a drive-thru, we had it delivered.
What?
To the truck or
yes.
Wait, what?
No, ordered it on the way and then pulled in the parking spot.
Oh, okay. Now,
because we dropped the race car off here, so as soon as we got here, the delivery drivers here waiting for us. Oh. We just grabbed the food and we went home.
And was I passed out the entire time?
Yeah.
Never, ever once to wake?
No.
Didn't even wake up from the smell.
Do you guys, like, make fun of me? Like, do you start talking?
Why would they
like
do that?
Because why wouldn't you?
You're right.
If you and your girlfriend are driving your dad home and he's passed out on pills, you make the fun of him.
No, I'm bringing him.
I'm sure Tyler's driving and be like, oh, I bet you'd like to have some of these French fries now. Cousin, give me some of those French fries.
And they were like putting them in your mouth and stuff.
They probably had French fries in my nose and shit. Tyler, you got pictures of you guys doing stuff to me? I hope not.
No, just only pictures I have of you is you passed out like outside.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Man, what did you guys get? I would have loved to have some McDonald's. Could you have waked me up?
McDonald's.
Tell him you bought extra stuff for him in case he got up.
Yeah, shut up.
I got hungry and ate it anyway.
Please. Well, good hearing from you, buddy. I'm glad you're awake.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Oh, hold on. Hey, Bubba, it's Gary. I got to tell you.
He actually does a great, Sour Shoes does a great Gary impersonation.
It's one of his best.
One of his best.
He called me 12 times this morning. Hey, Howard, it's our J.D. Page doing blue.
Hey, actually, his Gary is
pretty good. Gary.
Give me some more Gary. Give me some more Gary.
I gotta tell you, he's a really huge fan of the show. So I got about 10 emails yesterday about these two guys from Florida, Stoner Dude.
Yeah.
And they actually want to go on your show. Uh-huh. Oh, hold on, I got Vinny Favalli on the phone. Hold on. Hey, do you remember that song by Ronnie Millsap? It was actually, we used to play that at WYNW. True Dog Blue, Minneapolis is home. Jim Sabian. Sour? Bubba, I can't do this right now.
So far, Gary's the only one I like so far. Keep going, Sour.
Hey, Andrea, hi.
I still think one of the best bits of Sour was with Steve Langford.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That does
sound good.
I want you to go to jail.
Brent, give Sour Shoe some other Howard Stern parameters.
Put your father on the phone.
Anna's just straight. She's going to make that into like little, like it's going to be like
I love the consistency, pulling the dough
the consistency
like
of like chili.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a Richard or a Sal?
Hey, I did a phone call. Hold on. Here.
Howard's it's on J.D. Page in blue. Put that one.
Yeah. I was eating two main courses of ham.
He does a good Mad Dog.
He does and he does a good Richard.
This is Sour Shoes?
Yeah.
And a side of pork chop. And then all of a sudden,
let's give him some Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell.
Give us some Scotty Pharrell. Oh, yeah, Scotty Pharrell. Oh, come on now.
And what was it?
This is pretty good, actually.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, that's good. Oh, man, this is dead on. Yeah. This is dead on.
Man.
That's good.
I remember doing a show out in Abilene. You were just talking about cock.
Blitz, it's almost hard to believe, like, that's not Scotty Pharrell. Like, it sounds so Scotty Pharrell that you... It sounds like it couldn't even be anybody else but.
Radio, I did a show on KGAY out there in Abilene.
Oh, that's dead
and it was
on.
This little market station. Take a ride in the sky.
How about your, how about your butt? Let's hear your bubba.
Yeah, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Coming up on the Local Lunch Fund Show. We got to talk to this guy. I got to talk to this guy. Gary the Retard in Oregon. Yeah.
Big buck, 5,000 stars.
Thank you. Man, I wish I could play this. I don't know if I can play it or not. Brooke Hogan opens up about her mom.
Oh.
What year is this?
About her mom.
She opens up about her mom, and then she dates she dated a girl.
Who did? Brooke did?
Brooke Hogan opens up about her mom dating girls and her body. Dating. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Girls.
Yeah, she went on a date with a chick.
Yeah, it was like a...
Yeah. For her,
it was publicity like
a,
thing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was BS
for the show.
For her show, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
She had her own show, or was Hogan?
Brooke knows, Brooke knows best.
Oh, it was Brooke? Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Spinoff of.
Hey, Bubba. I just wanted to give you a call. Thank you and your crew. I've actually got wrapped up in to some stuff with the opiates. Started off with the Yellow Birds, worked my way up to Perks and the Oxys, and next.
Blitz a guy after her own heart.
You know, I was. You know, my guy couldn't give me any more pills, so he told me to try something else. I started doing the devil's drug there, the big H, and
started doing heroin.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Nice shame spiral, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. I came from a good family, and
wow. So where do you stand now? You done?
Yeah, I actually. That's why I came down here. My parents are snowbirds from upstate New York.
Of course.
And I, you know, I told my sister. I said, I'm beat, man. I've had
5,000 stars from somebody. Lum lum, you missed it.
No, that's when I got Big Buck.
Oh, so sorry.
Enough. I'm beat up. I got to get out of here. Came down here. Went through. Today was my release day, a 30-day treatment. I'm on the same stuff as Artie's on the sub.
Anna, you're just straight getting after it.
Got to.
Lummy, how about we play a little bit of trivia, and then we end the show?
All right. You guys ready?
Me versus Bubba?
Yeah. Yep. Now, so what you do, Anna, is you...
Try to answer the question, right?
Yeah, but you got to say your name.
Oh, say my name first?
You got to say your name. Anna!
Okay.
So, like, Lummy would be like, you know what, city, it was the... What's the city capital? What's the capital of California?
Anna!
Yes, Anna.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
Do I have to answer the form of a question?
No, you just
okay, cool. Not Jeopardy rules.
I don't know. Anna, you're going to have to say right or wrong because I don't have the...
Yeah, I gotcha.
If it's her or me.
All right.
All right, ready?
Yep. Well, we're ready. What is...
We'll do 10 questions.
All right.
Okay.
What is the name of a course that combines seafood and red meat?
Bubba? Surf and turf.
Correct. One Bubba.
I'm keeping score.
Okay, good. Thank you. What country is Samsung from?
Anna. Japan.
Bubba. China.
Correct answer. South Korea.
Yep.
All right, so sorry.
Does the Statue of Liberty hold the torch in her left or right hand?
Bubba.
Blitz.
I think it was Bubba.
Bubba.
Right hand.
That is correct.
Anna, we both knew that. I mean,
I know.
How many legs does an ant have?
Bubba!
Anna!
That was Bubba.
Yep.
It's six.
That is correct. What currency is used in Russia?
Anna! Ruble.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I knew it, but I couldn't remember it.
What is the name of the band that Bruce Springsteen...
Bubba!
Anna!
Yes, Bubba?
E Street Band.
That is correct. On what beverage can you read Old Number 7 brand on the label?
Bubba!
Yes, Bubba?
Jack Daniels!
That is correct.
Damn it.
That's 5 for Bubba, 1 for Anna.
What?
That's 5 for Bubba, 1 for Anna.
Okay, all right.
Which contains more milk, a cafe latte or a cappuccino?
Anna. Cafe latte.
That is correct.
Blitz, if she missed it, I was just going to pick the other one.
Well, of course.
I did not know that
one. I didn't really know either.
Name 2 of the 4 presidents, U.S. presidents, who have been assassinated while in office.
Anna!
No. Anna was in first.
Anna.
Lincoln and JFK.
That is correct.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker!
5 to 3.
Damn it.
What was Excalibur in the Legend of King Arthur?
Baba! A sword.
Yes.
That is correct. What is the capital of India?
Anna. New Delhi.
That is correct.
Damn it. I mean, hold on, me for Matt's hip. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry. That's me. I didn't know it. That's me.
What color is at the uppermost part of a rainbow?
Anna. Indigo.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Bubba. Yellow.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is red.
Yeah, red.
Which chess piece can be moved in an L shape?
Bubba!
Anna.
Bubba was in first.
The knight.
That is correct.
I had to think of him.
Is a penguin a bird?
Yes, Anna. Anna, yes. Anna.
That is correct.
Damn it.
Anna, yes.
I mean, that's her.
A flightless bird.
Okay, what's the score?
It is Bubba 7, Anna 5.
It's the first 1 to 10.
Yep.
How many chambers is the heart divided
Bubba!
Into?
First, I goddamn it, I know I was.
Bubba.
Four.
That is correct.
Yeah. You fucker! I knew that.
Well, I knew the other one.
What is the name of the killer in the movie series Friday the 13th?
Anna. Jason.
That is correct.
Ah!
I thought
but
it was
I've
Freddy.
Never seen it,
I was
fuckers. I've never seen it.
I
I'm
didn't
a genius.
Know. I thought it was Freddy.
Who directed the movie Schindler's List?
Anna. Spielberg.
That is correct.
Fuck yeah, bitches!
What's the score?
It is Bubba 8, Anna 7.
God damn it.
What quote do we associate with Uncle Sam?
Bubba! I want you.
That is correct. How do you say astronaut in Russian?
Bubba!
Yes.
Cosmonaut?
That is correct.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah! 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 Wins.
7 to 10.
I'm impressed, Bubs.
7 to 10.
That is correct. 7 to 10.
Well, wow. that's not an ass whipping.
No,
it but wasn't. I did win. Nonetheless,
you did win. You did fucking win.
I didn't Bubba. Know. I didn't know. I mean,
I didn't know cosmonaut.
Oh, that's
you didn't. That's like easy.
Yeah, that was easy. Blitz, you probably knew. Let's be honest. You probably knew every one of them.
There was like one or two that I wasn't sure on.
He didn't fucking know the capital of India, I'll tell you that much.
I did.
I did actually know
I
that
did.
One.
And I didn't know where they make the Samsung phones either.
You said you did or didn't know that
I
one?
I didn't know that one.
I knew that
and
one.
And I forgot who was the killer in Friday the 13th.
I didn't know. I guessed
I thought
Jason.
I thought it was Freddy.
Thank God, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, we need to do that more often. Lummy, put the
I really like that.
Lummy. Put the questions down.
Yeah, the ones you use, like put them in the back or whatever.
Put them under the back of the stack.
Yeah, yeah.
And then put the top back on it, and then bring it back up here. That way, we always know where it's at.
Gotcha.
And Blitz, every once in a while, we can just do like a Lummy verse.
Or whenever we're having like a disagreement on something, and we need to settle it or something, we can just do like best of five or something.
Something. Blitz, remember we used to do the first to six, because it's a ten. You know,
it's the best of 11.
It's the best of 10.
Or 10.
We'd be the first to 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. That goes to me for knowing that one. This goes to Blitz for not knowing it.
That was really good, Buzz.
And Anna. For only having a high school education, I'm more read than you would think.
Well, I feel like you also have to be in the know because you discuss so many topics over the years.
That's probably why.
No, but that's awesome.
A lot of my knowledge comes from just having spoke about it or
learning about it or hearing about it
on my show. Right.
Right.
You know, like, you know, 10 years from now, I'll know a little bit about the Ukraine-Russia deal, right?
Absolutely. 10 years from now, you know right now.
Man, you are just straight. I mean, you are in paradise.
I am.
Are you not?
I'm having just the best. I'm just having the time of my life.
Can we efficiently throw that away? Lummy, will the goats eat that?
No, it's too much sugar.
Will they just be going fucking crazy?
Yeah,
and
but
be
they,
like,
they're fine eating their own shit in plastic.
How are they doing?
They're great.
Oh, get them.
Do they like their new Miami kind of cleaner condo looking deal? They were living in kind of in Pinellas Park in some squalor, but they
Kansas
loved
City.
It. They were happy. They were living in Kansas City.
Oh, they loved it, yeah.
And they loved it. Like, man, we like our fucking trailer. It's awesome.
That first rainstorm really helped because then they realized it was a lot better for coverage.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they got and it's clean and it's slick. It's very Miami South Beach looking.
Oh, 100%.
You know what we need to do one of these days, Lemmy? I still got my goat shears up here.
Yeah, we got to shave them.
Yeah, we do.
Should we do Bubba and the Crew Goes to Miami?
What the fuck are we doing
there? I can't think of a town that I would not want. I can't think of a town.
I wish the Diaca still had their condo down there.
Oh, they have. That'd be cool.
Tell me about it.
You know, I got to tell you what we got to do.
Tell me.
We need to go up to LJ.
Hell
and
yeah.
And do a show. I mean, do a show getaway retreat up there. And Blitz, take one of the church fans so we all ride together.
Yep.
And if you and I are on the wick, mm-hmm. we can get there.
At least, say, like 4 hours.
Well, no, but if you and I are on the wick, bitch, and I got my ways and you got your Valentine 9000, mm-hmm. we can get there in 7 hours.
For real?
Especially if we time it.
Yeah.
You know,
traffic.
Like,
that's the trick.
I really think, listen, here's the deal. I timed it perfectly coming home. I came home on a Monday, and I left LJ at 5:15, and I rolled in here at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that gave me time to get my shit together.
Yeah, you had time to do stuff.
You know, do my laundry.
It makes a big difference. Right. That few extra hours makes a huge difference.
So we would use Monday as a travel day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Blitz, we would probably go. But you can't leave right after the show.
Yeah, because you left Thursday after the show.
And I got fucked in Atlanta traffic right at 5 o'clock. You just do.
Now, does that cabin have Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got Wi-Fi 5G.
Oh.
It's got three.
Wi-Fi 5G.
What do you mean? Why are you taking a shit on the Wi-Fi? Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but that's
high speed.
No, it's
high speed.
It's okay. High speed Wi-Fi.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Well, it's 5G, isn't 5?
Well, 5G is a cell phone service.
Oh, okay.
That's what Ty J's putting up.
Yeah, I didn't know if Tom Bean's cabin itself had Wi-Fi.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Because it runs, he has Apple TV, but he also has DirecTV. And then he's got the house, the code to the door is Wi-Fi, so he can change
it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got Wi-Fi.
Perfect.
And what I was thinking is that we leave like on Thursday, but not after the show. Like maybe 1.
Okay.
Because you gotta get through Atlanta late.
Mm-hmm.
So if you left at 1, that puts you through Atlanta about, you might want to leave a little later, like 2. That gets you through Atlanta at about 8. And you're not having to take the bypass. And we get up there, and we'd get there by 10 o'clock on Thursday night. Then we have all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, and we leave Monday morning at 5, get back here, and go to work on Tuesday. So we're taking a Friday, Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should do it in the fall because it's really pretty in the fall.
I was going to say, if we don't do it like in a couple weeks, then...
No. We do it in the fall.
Okay.
We do it like in... You know, August, September, October.
And then don't we also want to do a little retreat at the sunset soiree?
That's the summertime.
What we should do is try to strategically...
Oh, wow, it's still in the 90s up there in August.
In LJ?
Yeah, I'm just looking at that.
No, I'm looking at, October. Look at, like, October.
Yeah.
October, like, you know, like, the second week of October.
Yeah.
The second week of October... Highs about 80 degrees, low in the mid-50s. Still kind of warm up there, really.
Yeah. What's the humidity,
maybe
though?
November?
What's the humidity?
I don't know.
Maybe early November?
How about check early November?
Yeah, it starts getting colder then.
All right.
Yeah. Because he's got the baddest little...
That'd be awesome.
But November, he might not even have that place in November, though.
Yeah, he might have his new place. His new place is...
You said it's in LJ, right?
Well, no, his new place is within walking distance of his...
Oh.
Of where his cabin is now.
Oh, shit.
But his cabin now is on like 4 acres.
Uh-huh.
But he's buying 170 acres, moving downstream a little bit.
Now, does he already have it or is he still getting it?
No, he bought the land.
Okay. He's got to build the house.
In fact, part of my video is I drive to Tom's new land.
Okay.
And walk all through it. And
up that little rock
road.
What
is he going to do with his current place? Just sell it or is it part of the property?
He's going to sell it. He's going to sell it for like $800, $900.
Hell yeah.
I'll buy it for $800 or $900.
and his new one, man. His new log cabin is going to be a little more Tony-ish, like a little more open.
More like a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this, man. So in the cabin that I stated, you walk in, you walk in right into the kitchen, and then there's the living room, and then there's the downstairs bathroom and a bedroom. And the balcony of the bedroom overlooks, you know, the balcony looking down to the creek. Now you go upstairs, and upstairs is this little mini office area, like a loft, and then the master bedroom with a bathroom up there as well. And then, Blitz, you go downstairs, and the downstairs is two bedrooms. It's another bedroom with a bunk, with a set of bunk beds mm-hmm. for, like, kids, and then a pool table, another TV, another couch, darts, and then that's the level you have to go through to go down, I think, 30 big, huge stairs.
Nice.
To get 30. Ana, you could get a leg workout just going up and down these stairs.
Hell yeah, I love leg workouts.
Ass workout down to the creek. And the creek is quite bustling.
I don't know if you saw it. We saw it.
It's got some rapids to it.
Any fish in it?
Yeah. There's a bunch of trout.
Nice. Bring a cast net.
So I'm thinking we do a trip there.
Maybe we could go hiking as a group as
a
team.
No, we're not going hiking.
Let's go hiking.
We're not going hiking. Me and Lummy are going to the Bigfoot exhibit before we go hiking.
Yeah,
the Lummy exhibit?
Yeah, the Lummy exhibit.
And then, Blitz, we plan a weekend trip to the condo.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that because that'll be
before
that.
Yeah, before that. And then how about this?
Yeah.
How about when we go to Charleston?
Yeah.
Okay. We make a week of it.
Yeah, let's go for a week.
And no. Hold on. Hold on. No. Listen to me. Everybody should fuck up.
Sorry. I'm shutting up.
But Blitz, on the way up, we spend a day or so in LJ on the way up because it's kind of on the way.
Is it on the way?
It's really not on the way. It's a lot.
Blitz is always so negative.
Isn't he?
He's so negative. You're totally on the way.
You're the one. Hold on.
Wait, I'm taking it back. It's absolutely on the way. Let's do it.
Let me look.
Look at a map, Bubs. I'm sure it's on the way.
It's absolutely. You guys are right. It's on the way.
It's totally on the way. What do you make a right
USA
at one
map.
Road?
Yeah, you just make a left and a right. It's no big deal.
You go down 95 to 75. Right.
Anything's on the way when your destination is the journey.
But he's only like 50 miles from the Georgia state line.
Oh, well, not yet. That's right there then.
Yeah, Georgia's small, Blitz.
Yeah, I forgot. It's my bad, guys. I'm sorry.
Hold on here. Let me
it's
do
not
this.
Like South Carolina's on the coast.
Charleston's not on the coast, it's not about the destination.
It's about the journey getting there.
Charleston's on the coast.
How do I do this?
LJ's on the...
Bubba.
What the fuck are you doing, Bubba?
I'm trying to make this bigger.
Why would you get that map?
go to maps.google.com. Make your ending point Charleston, your starting point Tampa.
Hold on, please.
Just look up LJ on Google and you can go in and out.
Maps. Discarded, man. That's, yeah.
But say it again.
Maps.google.com.
Maps.google.com.
Yep, but actually go to it. Don't search it. Okay.
Hold on. All right.
Okay, now search for Charleston.
Charleston, South Carolina. Okay.
Yep. Now directions. Directions too.
Where's directions?
I think it's the little blue button on the left under where you typed that. I can't really see it. It's so small on my screen.
Oh, I see it. Directions. Yep. Okay.
And then you want directions from Tampa.
Tampa.
Okay.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Boom.
Now it's thinking.
Right. Now it says how long?
It says 6 hours and 51 minutes.
Okay. Now, under the route, click on the little plus icon, which is add a destination.
Okay.
And add LJ, Georgia.
Okay. Hold on. Man, how do you know all this shit, buddy?
And how much time does it add to it? Well, so you can... Okay, so now to the left of where you put LJ, drag that to halfway in between. Drag it. There you go. Boom.
How do you know about this shit, buddy? For real, how do you know about this shit?
Because I use a computer.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, it only adds like 7 hours onto the trip. You're right. It's on the way. It's absolutely.
But it's not about the destination. It's about your experience getting there.
It's way out of the way.
But, Ana, are you looking at me?
Yes.
All right, look. So regularly you would go pyom right up here, right?
Right. Yeah. Normally it takes 6 hours and 50 minutes, but by going to LJ, it takes how long?
13:40
Yeah, so it's kind of
fine.
All right, so how about this? How about we go like this? Boom. We take Tampa out of it. Boom. And then
yeah, let's just start in LJ.
Hold on. And it's only five. It's 6 hours.
Yeah, that's it. 6 hours.
Six. How did you do that, Bob? You're a goddamn magician.
Because I'm an adaptive learner.
You are.
Uh-huh.
Look, only six. You went from 13 to six because you're a fucking genius.
That's a hard F, too.
Yeah, don't listen to the bloody stupid
fuck. Because what am I? Yeah,
a fucking genius.
You're a fucking genius.
Blitz is just a negative asshole.
Yeah, he's a negative cocksucker.
Do you find yourself...
Yes, I find myself.
Saying, what the fuck, buddy? Why everything
every second of my goddamn life.
Is like... It's never this.
Look,
it's never. Bubba, you know what? That's a great idea. In fact, it's three negative deals, and then you'll throw you a positive bone.
It's a burden being right all the time. You know.
No, but he likes to be upset about stuff, Bubba. Like we'll go to eat or something. He's like, oh, it's too dry. Oh, it's too salty. Oh, it's too crispy. It's too good. It's too delicious.
It's
like
too good.
Shit. Right. You're never happy.
I'm mad because it's too good.
It's too delicious. It can never match up to anything. It's too good.
He just wants to be. Miserable. Right?
Yeah, exactly. He's looking for something to complain about.
You know,
so I have to remind him. You have to be happy.
You know what his nickname is?
What?
Negator.
All right, well, I want to take this whole thing back. And you're right. If we start in LJ and go from there to Charleston, it is not longer. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, let's just start in LJ, Bubba.
Yep.
Well, I'm just saying, since we're so close to one of our affiliates, why would you just shoot on down there?
Right.
But there ain't no shooting on
Can
down there.
Can we stop
that's
at Fort Walton on
no
the way back
on.
Then, too, Bubba?
That's a good idea. Well, I mean, that's a
that
great
is,
hold idea.
On.
Hold
I've
on.
Never been to Fort yeah. Walton
Hold on. I propose something.
Okay. Right.
Here we go.
Why don't we get a tour bus, we get it sponsored, and we tour our affiliate?
Perfect. Yes. Then, Bubba, think about this.
Yes.
We're in Fort Walton. That means we're on I-10. And I-10 yes. goes right to Phoenix.
Right. We're almost in Phoenix.
It's
yeah.
I-10 because
we're not
going
to be able to go to Phoenix.
Let's go
Why
to Phoenix.
Not?
We're not going to be able.
And since we're there, we might as well go to Hawaii.
we're not going to go to Phoenix. But what I was thinking,
look,
Blitz,
we're on a delay.
As we get in our bus.
Look, Bubba. We're on a delay in Phoenix, so it'll take us a little more time to get there. Perfect. The 2-hour delay makes up for this 12-day drive.
Why couldn't we get a tour bus?
Bubba, it's on the same road that we're on already out of Fort Walton.
Might as well.
We never have to make any turns. Left or right. Go straight.
No stops either.
Hold on. Fort Walton Beach to...
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, frig yeah.
Oh, it's easy.
Hold on here. It's talking to me right now.
Oh, you watch this straight line.
You know what? It takes a long time to calculate it. You're screwed.
26 hours.
Oh, it's a day. I got a day. You got a day.
We might as well stop by in Austin and see Joe Rogan.
There we
Fuck
go.
Yes.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
How much mark for me would you be if I go, hey, Anna, guess whose show I'm doing next week? I'm flying to Austin and doing Joe Rogan. I mean, you would just.
You'd try probably, to hide in your suitcase.
You'd probably get that fucking tit job I've been trying to
get.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. 974 cc's each.
If I said, Anna,
yeah.
If you get a natural looking tit job, 275
yeah.
cc's,
yeah.
I'll let you come with me to the Joe Rogan show.
I'm getting some double G
Hooters.
Of course,
I bring Blitz, too. I'm not going to take her without him.
Right,
I'll
right.
get him, too.
You get tits on your back.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Surprise. I'd get tits for Rogan. He's amazing. He's my favorite person ever.
You'd get tits for him. You won't get yes. tits for me.
Wow.
She's so full of shit. She's not getting tits for anyone, Bubba. Don't let her fucking believe this.
You won't get tits for your boyfriend.
No. But Joe Rogan?
But you'll get tits for... Joe
He's
Robert.
Transformed my life. He's the whole reason.
You know, Reggie, in this down economy, there yeah. seems to be a business boom of sorts going on in one Bay Area town.
Downtown St. Petersburg is quickly becoming one of the hot night spots. And 10 News reporter Bo Zimmer is live at Scene. That's S-C-E-N-E.
I was such a pimp that the news even covered the grand openings of my nightclubs.
I believe it.
One of several high-end nightclubs opening up in St. Pete. Bo, you are in your environment.
Oh, yeah, Bo's Reggie. And it's a hot night out here, a hot night for all these people standing in line to get in. If there is one place that people are spending a lot of money, it's after dark in downtown St. Pete. The opening of...
Lummi, I was a visionary on being one of the very first guys to do something in downtown
100%.
St. Pete.
100%.
This is what year?
Of seeing 2010, I think.
Oh.
Tonight is just the latest high-end hotspot, and even more on the way, surprisingly, transforming downtown St. Pete into an entertainment attraction.
From a city once known for shuffleboard, green benches.
Green benches?
Yeah.
Where was your club?
They knocked it down for condos now.
And senior prom.
I think it was second.
Second
between what Janice and Detroit Hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, so
downtown St. Pete and its
so
night.
Shitty.
What's that, Blitz?
Downtown St. Pete used to be so shitty.
Life have come a long way.
Let's see if they interview me though. Hold on.
My new saying is, we're not your grandmother's St. Pete.
Bill Foster
anymore.
Crowds lined the block for the opening of Scene, St. Pete's newest downtown hotspot.
St. Pete needs something like this. This is awesome.
And
we had an honest to God line. We had an line from here to 7-Eleven to get in.
How?
And we only let good-looking people in.
Oh, I believe that.
Down the street this fall.
How do you keep ugly people out?
Say, sorry, there's a wait.
And then you just be like, hot bitches.
Then two hot bitches walk and say, hey, you guys, get right on in.
Yep.
To the Vintage Ultra Lounge will raise the bar 300 feet to the 19th floor of the...
Is that still open?
What?
The Ultra Lounge, where it was on top of one of the big buildings.
The Bank of America building.
It's on the bank, on top of the Bank of America. Let me.
On 3rd Street.
Google Ultra Lounge on 3rd Street.
Unique to the Bay Area. It'll be the top.
Still open?
Tallest nightclub on the West.
If you Google Scene, it also says Scene still there, too.
It's close to Florida.
Owner James Guttridge gave 10 News this exclusive first preview of his multi-million-dollar new club, Atria, opening this fall.
There is nothing like this.
Atria, I don't know that it opened. Did Atria open?
It never opened.
St. Pete, or the Bay Area for that.
Absolutely not, and we thought it was high time there was.
And more new nightlife is likely on the way at Baywalk, but can St. Pete really support all these new clubs?
Yeah.
Well,
look at it.
Competing business owners say, why not?
Perfect example would be South Beach. I mean, what's too much?
All right, enough of all that nonsense. I think enough of all this shit. I'm ready to go.
Got to poop?
Yeah, you have to poop.
I got to poop. I got to.
You got to plan all our... tour.
I got a call.
Mm-hmm. We got a world tour going on.
I know.
Phoenix.
Fealty bastard.
The best.
Plus, I'm going to have our little meeting.
Learn how to work, kid. This is Bubba. 199.
Honor, are you going to be here Friday?
Yes. Yes, I'll be here at every Bubba 199. Unfortunately, I can't be at
for
the...
my birthday. You're going to miss my birthday? You're going to miss my birthday, 199, Bubba's birthday? Jesus, for some stupid wedding that you don't even like the girl? You don't even like her. You don't even hang out with her.
What the fuck?
I know. We've talked.
Yeah,
you don't even like
who it
the
is.
Girl.
That's not true.
Oh, bullshit. It's one of your little stupid girls.
Well, it is a girl and a guy.
You don't even like her, her boyfriend.
I like both of them.
More so than my birthday?
Your birthday is like Christmas.
Okay. Uh oh, she just grabbed the camera. Okay, well, we won't. Hang on, breathe. Breathe. We won't.
Wow.
You can't.
I need to get Jackson to make a video of that.
Yeah.
It is a video.
I don't. Is there a video?
Yeah.
I thought I saw it
on YouTube.
She's like swatting away the camera.
If you're in Tampa and you want to let me know what's going on, go ahead and hit us up. You've got your phone number, you've got your email address, and you've got Twitter. Also. Went on with Bubba the Love Sponge this morning. Bubba is an icon. He is a radio legend. I had always wanted to go on that program. I went on this morning. It lived up to all the hype. It was an incredible experience. So what I'm trying to say to you is I'm having a real good day.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Bubba, Mike from New Jersey.
Guy asked me, did you make any money off Scene? Yeah, I made a little bit. Then we
How
opened
long
up,
was it open?
Then we opened up Sip. I think we were open up for 2 years. Then we opened up a new place called Sip.
Was that in St. Pete as well?
That was right by the Starbucks, right across the street from Janice Landing.
Oh,
I don't know what it's called now. Then we sold that, and then I said, I'm not doing any more.
I know there's still Sips are still around. I don't know if it's the same place or not.
Hello, you're
it's
on the air, buddy. Place? Go ahead.
Hey, two things. I'll make it real quick, so I know you want to go. Krispy Kreme, low heat in the air fryer. Do it.
Oh, I bet.
That's number
Yeah, real good. Another thing, going back years, any chance of getting Wizzy to do a state at a Bubba? That was great shit.
You know what? That is pretty. What? That's a pretty good idea.
Wizzy? That was great, man. We used to call in there, and she Wizzy's good, man.
Blitz, I wonder
really
if we should do a Bubba 199,
mm-hmm.
But see, Saturdays are tough for programming, aren't they? Maybe we do a Bubba 199 instead of doing a Bubba 1. We do a Bubba 199, but one of those Fridays, we do a State of the Bubba hosted by, Wizzy, Travis, Big Red, the people that are close,
All right. Yeah.
And what exactly goes down?
I think they just talk about the show.
Okay. As an outsider?
From their perspective.
Okay.
They talk about the show.
Oh, but didn't they ask questions?
Yeah.
They have the chat submit questions, right?
Yes. They ask them to you.
No, I don't think they asked them to me, did they?
Yeah, they did. Because they'd say to the Bubba.
I was involved, buddy?
Yes, you were.
Yeah. So it was they had the fans talk to them because that was before you were on chat all the time.
Right.
So the fans would ask them and then they would ask you.
Well, then see, here's the deal. I think it's maybe not that. I think it's the Bubba Roundtable, and they discuss the show without us.
Oh.
Like the Superfan Roundtable.
Okay. Yeah, the Superfan Roundtable.
Okay. We can do that for sure.
Call it the Royalty Roundtable, right?
Okay.
Yeah. The Bubba Royalty Roundtable, and the only people allowed, and we can hand select who does it, mm-hmm. would be royalty. And then they have, great, sir, great the fuck idea. Who the hell are you?
Mike from New Jersey.
Mike from New Jersey.
Me and Jesse and Sean call the time. Everybody from New Jersey not a jerk off. We're all cool. We're
I love you, buddy. You just gave me a great idea. We're gonna fucking steal it. Is okay,
Bubba? It's your idea. I'm just throwing it back out.
I was gonna say he asked about Wizzy. We're the ones that made it a good idea.
All right, buddy. Mike from Jersey, I gotta go. I got a headache. I love you.
And you got poop.
I'm thinking. I think we call it Bubba Army Royalty Roundtable.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And Bubba Army Royalty, and then they have topics, like one of the topics might be what their spin on Blummel is.
Sure.
We all put our own and they'd be like, hey, one of the topics could be do you think Lummy really likes getting pounded?
Of course he does.
And then you could have something about me and the merch crack or something.
Oh, yeah, lots of questions.
And then it could be a question about Blitz or, something about Tyler or something like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever's in our world. Who do you think, Bubba Army Royalty, who they like the most, who they don't like the most, the listeners they like, the Brandon the Quad deal, who's going to make the Hall of Fame? We just got to let me figure out who would want to participate. I think.
Well, Creets and Travis is definitely in.
Well, he's got to be there and Big Red's got to be there.
Yeah, best idea ever, Cuzzo.
Big Red, Creatine Travis, and Wizzy, I think, are locked in.
She'd be a good MC.
That's what she did before.
Okay, yeah. I could see that.
And then you throw in you probably two more. And that's it.
Iggy?
Iggy and Wiz, mate. Yeah, that
might be great for us.
Caribou Lou will clunk it.
Caribou Lou will fucking...
That might be good for the listeners.
Wizzy might think she's in Saudi Arabia.
The fuck?
I get beheaded. I get beheaded. Fucking Iggy's always got some type of sharp instruments.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. That's a great idea, though. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I think today went kind of long, and I think it's time for us to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Go follow us on our podcasting deal. Go become a daily downloader anywhere you get your podcasting.
Here's all those donuts.
Will you not just scoff them away and just, will you clean your mess
up? Oh, yeah,
please?
Of course. I'll take the trash out even, too.
YouTube, Facebook. Follow us on YouTube and Facebook. And you can always PayPal us a bunch of cash if you like, too. It all goes to your bottom line.
Yeah, just like Mac did and Heather Wiz did, too, by the way.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
$100 cash from
Wizzy.
Who? From who, Lummy?
From the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famer Heather Wiz.
She'll be at brunch.
$100 cash.
Sponsored by Brandon Ford, number four dealership in the world.
Ask for Black Tommy in sales.
Tell him Bubba Army.
You can always just cash us up if you'd like, and it goes right to your total.
Yeah, cash us up.
PayPal at thebubbaarmy.com. Cash us up, cuz.
Cash me up, cuz.
About to. Blitz, cut the feed, bitch. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Cut.